We are learning Masechtas Sukkah Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the top. Mosiv Rav Sheshes Umna Mufkar Gimel Sudois Vesuloi. But you tell me when it's Umna Mufkar, so all you could buy from Haaretz are three Sudas, because that you could trust him he'll use for Sudas. More than that already, you're worried that he's going to use it for other things, for investments, for Schayrim. You can't do more than that. But Ramin will ask you a kasha. It says in a Mishnah Shviyas, it says different type of spices. These are the following items are different type of spices that are not choshev at all. Hapigim, that's a spice, a certain spice. Vehervuzim, vashitim, shitim might be asparagus. Vechalgugulois, vakuspor is a type of coriander. Shabaharim, it's mountain coriander, which is natural choshev. Vakarpas shabnaharis, the karpas and naharis, which is karpas could be if you warm shot it's celery, it could be, or it's maybe cress seeds. The gargal shall afar, a raka plant from the swamp. It's also not such a choshev raka plant. It's the garden variety, which is more choshev. So these type of different type of herbs or spices are paturim in a maisa. You don't not mechuyev in maisa. All the years not mechuyev in maisa. What's the reason? Because no one puts them away. No, the only type of foods you chayev in maisa is foods that you store away. These you never store. They're always available and no one wants them. So therefore, the potter and the meiser, when the kochem call all them shvius. And another law is that you're allowed to buy, even though it has kedusha shvius, but you're allowed to buy from anyone you want on shvius, because no one is chashud to put fences around these type of fields and not keep shvius on these things. Which ain't yetzavahem nishmar. No one watches these. No one keeps these, stores these, or puts a lock around these fields, because this is very available. So what's shver? It's mashma. I could buy from everyone on shvius. That means I could buy as much as I want. I could go to Amaretz and buy his herbs, his coriander, as much as I want. So I give a Amaretz more than three sudas worth of money. Again, this has kedusha shvius. Just we're not choshed anyone that doesn't keep shvius on this regarding. I'm watching it, or locking it up, and not being mafker, and not making a hefker fanim. But, again, giving money to Amaretz is a problem. We just said, giving more than three sous worth of money to Amaretz is a problem. Who might love him farakla, bekadei man shanu. When he says goodbye, he only means enough for food that he needs for the day. Man is lost in food. We'll see in a second. We're talking about enough food for that he needs to eat. My mashma, the high man list of the mezonihu. How knows lashon of mezonis? We have in the Torah, we got a man comes to this word. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, vayiman lehem amelach vayoyim biyoyim a pasuk in the Nile, and where the melech gave them a food, enough food for every day. So you see, vayiman lashon food. You see, man's lashon food. Akapodim, that's the end of the Gemara talking about Esrig. Gemara, a question by Esrig, why don't you give him, pay him straight? There it is talking about Amaretz, and you can't give money from shvius to Amaretz. Thank you, Gemara. Yochel lulav nami. So why is the lulav any better? If we're talking about Shemitah here, the Esrig was saying you have problems here, you have to do matana, maybe have law. The lulav is not a problem. Why not? And we'll see the Gemara in Daf Mem, on tomorrow's Daf, why lulav is taka, has kedusha shvius, even though it's not something you eat. We'll see it has kedusha shvius. So the question is, why lulav, if it has kedusha shvius, why is lulav any better? Yochel lulav nami. So Gemara answers, lulav bar shishis hanichnas shviusu. Talking about it here, Sukkot comes out always 15 days after Rosh Hashanah. There's no time for lulav to grow so quick. So the lulav grew in the sixth year. Since it grew in the sixth year, so therefore, it's not kedusha shvius. Because you go by sechanata, ihachi esrig nami, bashisha nechus shvius. Why is the esrig called the shvius? Also, it didn't grow now in the 15 days. My answer is, ihachi esrig nami, bashisha nechus shvius hi. And for the Gemara, esrig basla kita zinon. Esrig goes basar when you pick it. If you pick it in shvius, they get kedusha shvius. Even though it grew mostly in shishis in the sixth year, since I picked it in the seventh year, it has kedusha shvius.
You avoid the whole problem of shmita for Esrig.
What?
You can avoid the whole problem of shmita.
How? Be lakita the year before.
You do the picking before Hashanah, the
right.
After Hashanah.
Right. That's
the following year.
Right. You could do that. You could have done. Yeah. But see how we don't pass him like this. We'll see how we pass him. But this is. The halacha is, yeah, if you do Lakita, Charles, when you do Lakita next year, do Lakita after Shana, and do Lakita before Shana, yeah, you can do that. You can try to do that. It's not so simple, but economy. So Akapodim, that would be the eighth of here. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where you picked everything now, right before Sukkot. So the Lulav goes Basachanata, so it's Bashishis. The Esrig that you go Basalakita is a Shvius. So the question is, so what about the other case? Let's say it's the beginning of the eighth year. So then there'll be opposite. The lulav will be kaddish, and the esrog won't be kaddish. So the Kavas Marim says, so why don't we say that? Tari says, Echanami, that's the same halacha. Once we gave you the blueprint of the halacha, but in this case, that the lulav is kosher and the esrog is no good, is a problem, the same halacha with all the halachas of Matano will be the opposite case. In the next year, the lulav will be the kushashvirus, and the esrog will have nine kushashvirus. So that's the Gemara says. You go watch Lakita. Pray tomorrow, it's not true. But Beira Gemil, Beira Eliezer, Elin Shvius, Esrik Basakanato Zinon. Both Rabbi Gemil and Rabbi Eliezer, who argue in the following Mishnah, they both agree that regarding Shvius, Esrik goes Basakanato like a regular tree. The Tanan, Esrik Shavu Ilam Gimel Drachim. Esrik, which is a tree, has the same dinim of tree in three ways, but a Yarek Echad. But we compare it to Yarek in one way. The reason why Esrik has Shaychas to Yarek is that all trees don't have to be watered. They grow with the rain alone. The rain alone helps trees grow. You don't have to bring water there. Masha'enken vegetables, they have to be watered in order to grow. Esrik tree is a tree that's exception to the rule of regular trees. It also needs extra water. You have to also water it from time to time to keep it going. Therefore, it has certain similarities to Yarek. So the Mishnah says like this: Esrik Shavu Ilam Gimel Drachim has the same halacha of Ilam three ways. Well, Yarek Yarek Echad, and Gabi Yarek, it has one similarity to Yarek. Gabi one of the halachas. The Mishnah explains: Shavu Ilam Gimel Drachim La Arla for the dinim of Arla, which has to do with trees. The afka by trees has an Arla, which means the first 3 years you don't eat the peiris. Vila Ravai, which is the fourth year of the tree, you bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat. Vila Shvius, and regarding Shvius, it all has similar dinim to Ilam. Which means, it goes Basa Chanata. It goes Basa when it grew, when it sprouted and grew, that's when it goes. Vila Yarek Derechecha, we gotta watch. Vishas Likit Hasa Yesuroi. That the Meiser goes Basa Likita. We know that Meiser Rishon is every year of the 6 years, till Shemitah. Ma'aseh Sheni is the first 2 years, the third year is Ma'aseh Ani. Then again, the fourth and fifth year is Ma'aseh Sheni, and the sixth year is Ma'aseh Ani. How do you know which Ma'aseh to take? So the halacha is that by Yerech, you go Basa Lakita. Zok Divir Rami Gamil says that Gavi Ma'aseh on Esrik tree, you also go Basa Lakita. And Rashi explains why. He says, because Rashi says that by the Raisa, only Goyrin and Yaakov and Tirosh is Chayiv Meiser. Only Goyrin and Yaakov is Chayiv Meiser. Only Tvua and Yaakov, which is wine, and Zesim and oil, are Chayiv Meiser Midraisa. Yerek is only Chayiv Midrabanon. And trees also Midrabanon. So we learn out that just like the Yerek is learned out, how we know Yerek is Chayiv in Meiser. So Yerek is anything that's on the Yerek we're comparing, just like Goyrin is grows on by watering it, same thing by Yerek. And therefore, since the Elon is learned out from Yerek, so it has the same din that if it goes, if it's Gedalim Arayv Mayim, you have to water it, therefore it has the same din of Yerek that it goes Bas Lakita. Therefore, Rav Gamil holds that the Esrik tree by Maisa goes Bas Lakita. Rav Eliezer Omer, Esrik Shavu Ilam L'chol Davar. Rav Eliezer says, Esrig is shavu ilam l'chol davar. Even the gabi meiser goes basa chanata. So what do you see from this Mishnah? That the gabi shvius you go basa chanata. So how we're saying by shvius by esrig go basa lakita? Both Rabbi Gamil and Rabbi Eliezer both hold you go basa chanata. So why is it have kedusha shvius? What?
Where do you see Rabbi Gamil says that?
So Rabbi Gamil, different Rabbi Gamil. Rabbi Gamil is going on the whole Mishnah. First half of Mishnah is Rabbi Gamil here. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm asking shavu ilam l'chol davar. That's the guy with mice only. Sura only got with mice. We got with Shvius. The first three things, Arlo, Ravai, and Shvius, is Shavu Ilam. So everyone agrees with that? So the Gemara, who don't make Tana? This Gemara's Tana is going through this Tana, the following Brisa. The Tana looked at the Brisa. Om Rav Yesiyav, Tumos Heid, Mishim Chamishas Kainim, Esrik Acha Lakita Lamaisa. Esrik goes with Lakita Lamaisa, like Rav Gamil. But Rav is saying, Nim Nabu Ushav, Om Bain Lamaisa, Bain Lashvius. Both Shvius and Meiser, it goes with Lakita. Shvius man the karsmei. Who's talking about Shvius? They have to answer back on Shvius. Chsuri mechsur v'alchitoni. Esrik achal akita l'maiser. Tanakam says Esrik achal akita l'maiser v'achachanot l'shvius. Maiser goes basa when you harvest it, and chanota l'shvius, which means when it grew, when it started growing. Rabbi Seir Nimra Bu'usha v'amrum. Esrik basa l'kita v'maiser v'l'shvius. Sai maiser and sai Shvius. That's the halacha l'fid Rebbe Seinu in Usha. They hold that Esrig was a given rights of the Shvius. And our Mishnah is going l'fid Rebbe Seinu in Usha. That's how we're going. And the halacha grad is that we don't paskin like this man the Yoma. Our Mishnah is going there, but it's not how we paskin. So if you're asking, you have his Eitzah, it's not how we paskin. We go l'maisa basachanota regarding Shvius. So you really don't have an Eitzah for the Esrig because most of the time you can't pick when it started growing. So usually any Esrig that next, this year is not negated. For next year, this is coming up here as a Shvita year, the next year in Tavshin Pei Beis, all the Esrogim will be from growing through Shvita, and therefore they will have a din in Kedusha Shvius, and our Mishnah is going from Basa Lakita, and that's why it's a chilek in Lulav, which goes Basa Chanata, and Esrog goes Basa Lakita, according to the Amandi Amar.